.net now or purchase tickets by calling 1-877-872-8124.
Good morning, 820, 20 minutes after 8. Going to be a gorgeous day today with a high of around 76. Denver, Rocky Mountain News, Rocky Mountain News article, more heat for Tancredo. Representative Cannon doubts whether Coloradoans should be in the GOP. Don't you love it when the neocons go at each other? And also the story about Congress waives four IDs for driver's licenses, and we're talking about immigration, which is a hot topic this hour. And let's get to the phones without further ado. We go to Karen in Johnstown. Karen, good morning. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi. I just want to make a point about these like driver's license stuff.
Sure.
You guys have it easy. I'm on my second marriage, so I would have to bring my birth certificate, my marriage license for my first wedding, my divorce papers from my first marriage, and my marriage license from the second marriage to prove that's who I am, so they have a chain of command kind of thing for my birth certificate.
Oh, wow.
And think about what black market industry we're going to generate with this.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. I wonder how many people are going to be buying false papers.
Oh, probably a whole bunch.
So I take it you're against it.
Yes. Well, to be honest, I was listening to Randy, and she said she lives in New York. She's not going to get a driver's license. And so what does somebody like that do?
Well, you know, it's pretty interesting. I guess if you didn't drive a car, you don't need a driver's license. And the only place you'd really have to show any ID would, I guess, be at the airport.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, you know, what happens if she gets stopped somewhere? You know, like, they start asking for papers, you know, and you don't have one.
Well, I guess then you're in trouble.
Yeah. All right. Keep up the good work, Jay.
Thanks, Karen. Appreciate your call.
All right. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Pat in Denver. Pat, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
My question's kind of along that lady's line. Who has four IDs? Like, in your birth certificate certainly doesn't have a picture on it, but if it did, you don't look like that now. And your Social Security card or anything, Colorado passed a law that you can't have both a Colorado ID and a driver's license. So they took my Colorado ID when I went to get my other driver's license. And so where are you going to get this documentation?
The only place I know of that ever asks for any kind of an ID is when you go to the airport. Usually they ask you there. And you can show a passport or a driver's license. But other than that, I don't know where else you would need to prove your identity other than if you're driving a motor vehicle.
Right. So in other words, you're saying to get your first license, but once you have a license, you're okay. Is that how it goes?
Okay, the way they got it set up is, you know what, in order to get a driver's license, you're going to have to show four pieces of IDs. A photo ID, a birth certificate or a passport, a Social Security card, or proof that you're not eligible for Social Security, or a document with your full name, address, and to prove your residency. So you're going to have all of those items.
So, but once you have a driver's license, then
that's it.
Okay, I see. And I'd just like to make another comment about illegal immigration.
Yep.
Everybody in this country is an illegal immigrant except for the Native Americans. So so once you're the first illegal, and then you keep all the other illegal immigrants out?
Well, I guess Tom Tancredo would like to kick out all the illegal immigrants. My question is, who's going to, number one, take the jobs that they do? And number two, you're right, we all did come from somewhere else. And, the amount of immigration from, say, Mexico, you could make the claim that they're coming and taking back land that they lost. Well,
yeah, that's right.
Traditional migration patterns, as they say. Pat, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, thank you.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, I think it shows how emotional and nasty it is when you have Cannon making such truly offensive, outrageous marks against Tancredo. That'd be like, one really Democrat inviting, say, like a Democrat who was against the war in Iraq out of the Democrat Party.
Well, those two gentlemen don't get along. Right, and I, you know what, as far as I'm concerned, if the Republicans want to fight amongst themselves, which they generally don't do, but if they want to fight amongst themselves, go ahead and do it.
But, I mean...
It just makes me happier.
Would you want, really, Democrats fighting that way? Over the Iraq war, which is a highly emotional issue?
We do it anyway.
Yeah, but, I mean, is that a good thing?
No, but I'm not interested in what's good for the Republican Party. I don't care about the Republican Party.
Okay. to me, I think it goes to show how much that almost, well, everyone in America knows that we are not honestly enforcing our immigration law.
Well, if we honestly enforce our immigration laws, how much do you think you would pay for a head of lettuce at the supermarket?
Twice as much.
Oh, yeah? Do you want to do that?
Yeah, I think people need living wages if they're going to do a job. If you go to other countries in the world, like, say, Japan, even the lowest-ranking members of their society, in economic terms, make living decent wages. And that's because Japan does not allow this massive influx of foreigners, immigrants,
but Japan,
into their country. And
but Japan, that's a false analogy, because, and I'm not defending the status quo. I think we do need to do something about immigration, and I do think people deserve a living wage as well as education. But to use Japan as an analogy is a false one, because Japan is not sitting smack dab up against a third world country like we are with Mexico and then with all of Latin America. I mean, they don't have even the immigration period that we've got. I mean, can you name me any Latin Americans that have snuck into Japan and to Tokyo to do domestic work?
But they are right against Korea and China.
But they don't have the immigration. They don't have the immigration from Korea, and they don't have the immigration from China, and they don't have the immigration from the Philippines that we have.
And
they don't have our problems.
And that is because they do not turn a blind eye.
No, it's because they don't know. You know what? That absolutely is not true. There is not the migration and the flow of people from places like Korea to Japan like there is between Mexico and Latin America and Central America into the United States. To try to compare them is like trying to compare a Volkswagen to a Porsche. It isn't going to work.
Okay, how about...
Your analogy is false.
Like that analogy, Switzerland. Switzerland, again, though... I mean, the people...
All right, what's Switzerland's immigration laws?
They do not allow immigrants in, period.
So is that what you want to do here? You don't want to allow immigrants in?
Until we get a handle on the illegal immigrants that are here, yes, that is probably
okay. And how are you
the only
do that?
Honest one.
How are you going to do it?
A five-year moratorium
how are
immigration.
You, and explain to us how you're going to do it.
Well, I mean, the easiest...
Well, I mean, what?
The place to begin is employers. That's the place to begin.
Well, you and I agree on that.
Employers and Social Security numbers. That data is already in the IRS computers. That data is easily, and that's the first place to start. Second place to start is any time anyone has an interaction with any lawful authority. You go down and you get a marriage license. You go down and you have health care given. You get stopped by, the police. Those things have to be run right then. They are run right then. But instead of ignoring the illegals in this country, you take them into custody and you return them to their homeland. And you charge the homeland for that. No, we're not.
Oh, yeah, we're taking illegals into custody and we're trying to return them.
I've talked to many police officers, and they're told, let them go. Do not bring them in.
Oh, I've seen that, too.
INS will come and get them.
I've seen that, too. But there are, on the border, at least, we are trying to round people up.
Not the border. But, everywhere, Jay.
You know, but
everywhere.
You know something? You know the problem with that is, though? The problem with that is that when you get into a situation where, you know, you're going to start rounding people up in mass like that.
No, I'm not saying that. I never said that.
No, well, then what are you talking? I'm not putting words in your mouth.
That's dishonest.
I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm actually saying when you get to the point where you start having the local police having to corral immigrants instead of having the INS do it, then you're taking away from other jobs that the police need to do.
I'm saying
the police are overburdened as it is, and most departments. Hello, can you just be quiet for just a second and hear me on this? Most police departments have a manpower problem, as it is now. You're taking away from what other things that they could be doing. You're going to need to do more than just have the local police have to run to every illegal immigrant call.
That's not what I said, Jay.
That is exactly what you said.
Run to immigrant calls.
When they stop somebody,
stop for someone for some other violation, they're run right then. I mean,
okay, then what happens?
Run your driver's license.
Right. Okay, and then what happens?
Speed traffic.
And then when you stop them, then what happens?
Then, if it turns out that they are undocumented,
okay,
then they're taken into custody.
All right. Who's going to
make the
ID? All right. When you take them into custody, where are you going to put them?
You put them in the local jail like you do with any other
person. Yeah, and the jails are already overcrowded.
Not if INS take... It's just like that phony thing in the Denver jail.
Oh, it's phony, okay.
It's phony because 70% of the inmates in the Denver jail there are there pre-trial.
That's what makes it phony?
If they had the ability to make bail, they wouldn't be there. And instead of 2,200 prisoners in the Denver jail, you'd have 700.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Dave.
We
appreciate
don't
the call.
Follow our own laws.
Sure, okay. So 8:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up at 303-713-7600. And let's get progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Boulder Street Cell and accident-free Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are both starting to thin out a bit. We are bunching up eastbound on the Turnpike from Federal to Pecos and having a tough time southbound I-25 because of that three-car crash on the right shoulder at Alameda. But the good news, crews have cleared a wreck eastbound I-270 on the ramp to eastbound I-70, so things are moving along fine there again. And it also is looking better coming out of Colorado Springs northbound on I-25 because of that earlier rollover. That's now out of the way, and things looking a lot better. Today's forecast, mix of sun and clouds, maybe a shower this afternoon, and highs near 70. Right now, it's 44 degrees. Thomas Albertson's Mother's Day open house three-day sale going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with savings on items per...
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
We are so focused on keeping our eyewear styles ahead of the curve that we kind of forgot about the shag carpeting and lava lamps in our Cherry Creek North store. So, we're freshening things up. I'm Ira Haber from Your Optics. We're putting up new walls, new carpet, and a fresh coat of paint to make our store look as good as our eyewear. If you can deal with a little construction mess, we can save you some money. We have hundreds of name brand designer frames on sale at huge savings. If you've been thinking about buying a new pair of eyeglasses, the time is now and the place, of course, Your Optics. Save now as we make room for our new Cherry Creek North store. You'll find savings at all four Your Optics locations, but hurry in today for best selection and save big.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Or ask your builder for James Hardie Siding. That's H-A-R-D-I-E.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760.
8:34, 26 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Hey, AM 760 wants to help you beat the prices of at the gas pump by giving away $1,000 four times a day and the chance to win a Kymco scooter. For details, visit am760.net. We're fueling up your wallet thanks to Sportique Scooters of Boulder and Tires Plus. All right, we're talking about the heated exchange between Representative Cannon and Tom Tancredo over immigration. There was a third person who participated in this. That's the congressman from Chicago, Luis Gutierrez, who denounced unnamed people he said were exploiting the immigration issue because of bigotry, hatred, and prejudice. And I often wonder about that, too. Why people just don't come forward and say, look, you know something, I just don't like Hispanics. Also, Congress weighs in on four IDs for a driver's license. How would you have to have four proofs of identification to get a driver's license? All right, let's go back to the phones at 303-713-7600. And we go to Mara in Inglewood. Mara, hi. You're on AM 760.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hey, on Tom Tancredo, at the time that those contractor or that contractor was working on his house, it was an already built house here in Arapahoe County. And what was happening was he had hired the contractor to remodel the basement. His explanation was that the contractor brought in the illegal immigrants. He did not know they were coming.
I would give him the benefit of the doubt on that.
Yeah, that happened about, oh gosh, 4 or 5 years ago at least. And it sounded plausible to me because you wouldn't know who was coming. You know, he said he hired the contractor, not the illegals, you know.
Well, what do? Do you walk up to everybody who's working for the contractor and ask them for proof of identification?
Yeah, I guess. And then I wanted to make a point about Allard. Allard is not running again. He has already announced he won't run for re-election. But that sure doesn't hold him unaccountable anyway for doing something about the mess in government right now, you know.
I agree.
Yeah. And then on the ID thing, what concerns me is that this is part of this national ID movement that will eventually lead to inserting chips or some kind of ID under the skin, and Randy Rhodes has talked about that, too.
Yeah, so is the ACLU. That's the ACLU's contention.
Yeah. And I have read somewhere, I don't know where, that the United States is searching for a manufacturer of these chips. So I think, you know, they do everything in these baby steps, you know, and they get you desensitized, as it were, to, oh, okay, now we got to have our Social Security number on our driver's license.
You know, the other thing that scares me about this, the other thing that scares me about it is, where's this information stored? It's stored on computers. What's to keep somebody from hacking the computers?
Yeah, and nothing is to keep them from doing that. And with that mega giant, oh, I don't know. Anyway, the government intrusion into our lives has just, I just feel like I'm being herded. I don't know. I don't know if anybody else feels this or not, but it's like I feel like I'm losing my freedom, and we're all sitting here talking about, well, and Social Security, which is a big problem, but I mean, they've got us so diverted onto all these other topics and all this other stuff that's going on under the table. It's scary.
All right, Mara. Thank you for the call.
Appreciate it.
Let's go to Christoph in Conifer. Christoph, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Christoph, how are you?
I'm doing real good. Couple things to say. The last caller was exactly right. You know, these things are happening in little baby steps, and before we know it, by the time we get upset about these things, it might be too late. And I also wanted to comment, you know, there's not a residence built in Colorado that I know of that doesn't have illegal immigrants on the job doing stonework, doing concrete work, doing drywall work.
Oh, of course. You know, the caller before the last one, I believe it was Dave in Denver, who his idea of like, well, if we just round up all of the immigrants, we don't have the manpower nor the ability to round up everybody. And this whole idea of having the police, if they make a traffic stop and you're an illegal alien, okay, they're going to call the INS. We don't have the manpower to get all that stuff done.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. The police have a hard enough time doing their job if they're going to handle the immigration problem, too. I mean, we're going to have to double, triple the size of the police force.
Of course. And who's going to pay for all this?
Yeah, and then, you know, and beyond that, if we want to talk about our borders, you know, the Berlin Wall was only about 34 miles of continuous length, and people were getting across it all the time. The contiguous United States has over 17,000 miles to protect, and I don't see us, if I can be facetious here, I think we can solve our unemployment problem by turning this into a sort of a state-run thing where everybody gets hired to guard the border, and we can put all people to work building and staff in the prisons that we're going to need to put everybody into.
Yeah, the jails are already overcrowded.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, maybe it'd be a good thing for us to have to come up with four forms of ID and turn this into a police state, so that we can have them put everybody to work, putting everybody else to jail and checking everybody else out.
Boy, I agree with you 100%. Christoph, thank you. Great call.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, 303 713-7600. Let's go to CJ in Broomfield. CJ, you're on AM 760.
Great show, Jay.
Thanks.
Listen, I'll make this really quick. The immigration issue, until we crack down on employers, nothing will change.
Yeah, that's the one area that I did agree with Dave on, and Dave's absolutely right. We have to go after the employers, which both parties seem like they don't really want to do.
Correct, correct. And maybe we need a national minimum wage.
Well, the last time the minimum wage was increased in this country was, what, about 8 years ago?
Correct.
And it hasn't been increased since, and we've got some people in this country that hold two and three jobs just to get by.
Correct. There are some states where the minimum wage is less than $5.15 an hour.
Well, I'm all for raising the minimum wage.
And your caller, Mar, on the ID issue, I agree with everything she said. She hit it right on the head.
Yeah, I wonder if they're conditioning us to be able to have a national ID card where they can track our whereabouts and what we do.
I would not doubt it for one second.
Yeah, you know what? I don't doubt it either. You know, I really don't doubt it. I wonder, and having four types of identification to get a driver's license, please.
And you do know that this whole thing is part of the voting that they're going to do today or tomorrow regarding the money that's going to the soldiers. They've slipped this ID into that bill.
Yeah, into the Iraqi appropriations bill.
So it's not like it's not going to happen. It will happen.
All right, thanks, CJ. Appreciate the call.
Sure, thanks.
303-713-7600, that we're talking here about immigration, about Tom Tancredo getting into it with Representative Cannon, Chris Cannon of the Republican Party of Utah, and Tancredo, of course, in the Republican Party, and about Congress weighing four IDs for driver's licenses. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we're going to open phones and talk about anything that may be on your mind. 842, 18 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-4231. 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
This is May 10th at the Spice of Life Conference Center in Boulder. First-time attendees receive free breakfast courtesy of AM 760 and NBN.
SUVs in Colorado. And if you're going to Civic Center Park this weekend for Cinco de Mayo, Shagman, Audra, and Odell will be there live and in person both days at the Rockies booth. And Rockies has got just some of the greatest deals going on right now. Their matching down is underway. And what it amounts to is they'll match any down that you have up to $1,500. So you bring in $1,500, they'll match it with $1,500, and you've got $3,000 down. And they give you a worry-free protection program from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. They will show you Carfax, which gives you all the information you need to know about any automobile guaranteed. And they've got great people to deal with. People like the Mays brothers and my buddy Spanky and Tom and Marv Al Shearer and Steve Bickford and Fred Labrato and Colby and the Tower of Power. Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
The new Lyle Chevrolet says go east and pay the lease. For a limited time, each new car or truck sold will receive a 75,000-mile extended warranty at no cost. The new Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or visit us at LynnLyleChevy.com. The new Lyle Chevrolet says go east and pay the lease. I'm Dan Johnson, general manager, and after 28 years in business, I can assure you we have the lowest overhead. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have low prices. Just give us a try, and for a limited time, we will give you, for no cost, a 75,000-mile extended warranty on every new car or truck we sell. That's twice the security for a better price. So go east and pay the lease. And see me, Dan Johnson, at the new Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or visit us at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Just going to be a really nice day. All right, we're talking about immigration. You know, I also haven't asked this question about immigration. I wonder how much of the fear of illegal immigrants is based on, or how much of the desire to limit immigration into this country, illegal or otherwise, is based on fear and racism. Tom Tancredo got into trouble with Chris Cannon, Republican from Utah, who suggested that maybe Tancredo should find another party. It's great to see the Republicans having a falling out. And Congress weighs in on four IDs for driver's licenses. Let's get back on the phones and go to Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. All right, Dan is gone. We go to Karen in Thornton. Karen, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Karen.
Your program's really great. It's really nice to hear your voice here.
Thanks.
I just had 3 points that I wanted to drop on you. The first one is...
Oh, did we lose her? We lost her. What's wrong with the phones here? Let's try Dave in Arvada. Dave, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Dave, don't drop off on me, man.
No, don't cut me off. Yeah, I was just... you know, it seems to me, you know, I think it's more of a racist thing because... do people, number one, do they really want these jobs that the illegal immigrants are taking? Is this what the country's come to, that these are the coveted jobs, you know, of the middle class?
Well, that, you know what, that's a really powerful, good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, come on, you know, we've been sold out by the corporations, by the government, by the politicians, and to me it's really scary, and it's kind of like fascism, and they don't care. They have no allegiance to us. They don't care. They'll go live somewhere else. Their allegiance is to the dollar, and then it's a world marketplace to them. They could care less about the U.S. citizens.
Yeah, I agree, and, you know, a lot of the jobs that immigrants do, I'm not so sure that middle-class Americans would even want to do those jobs.
Yeah, what are these jobs? I mean, they pay under minimum wage. Oh, I want that job, boy.
Yeah. I mean, is this the best we can aspire to?
Yeah. Is that what we've come to? It's disgusting, but, you know, that's it.
All right, Dave. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Let's go to Al near DIA. Al, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Al.
You know, I've been wanting a place to voice my dissatisfaction with Congressman Tancredo.
You got it.
Let me tell you the way I feel. I am a second-generation Italian on my dad's side. And for a surnamed Italian to make a stand like this is absolutely reprehensible.
Well, I never thought of it that way.
This gets my blood just percolating. My grandparents, at least my grandmother, arrived in this country with a whopping $11 in her pocket in 1906. And I know Representative Tancredo's family has arrived basically the same, whether they came through Ellis Island or not.
Right.
America is a melting pot of every country in the world. And I like I said, I think it's reprehensible.
Well, it's kind of an attitude of, we got here, we got ours, now there's nothing for anybody else.
Well, that's true, too. But, again, being, you know, on my mother's side, they go back to the French and Indian Wars. They were also immigrants, if you want to look at it that way. We're a nation of immigrants.
Yeah, we are. So what do you think all of this is based on? Do you think it's based on racism and fear?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, we have a number of issues with the borders being as porous as they are. And it's just another issue for the Republican Party to latch onto and try to make us all involuntary servitude towards them.
All right, Al, I appreciate the call, man. It's been a good one.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You bet. Let's go back to Karen in Thornton, who's back. Karen, go ahead. You got about 2 minutes.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, you got 2 minutes. Take it.
Probably the most important point I wanted to bring up was that in speaking to the guy that had said that we should round everybody up and ship them back, is the impact that would have on our economy. Because the people that are living here that are working illegally are buying food, they're paying for apartments, they're buying cars, they're buying goods for their children, and they're spending money in our economy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we would be hurt. I mean, and who you know, as David Arvada said, who's going to take those jobs?
Well, and I know that people think that employers should be regulating this, but as an employer, I've been a manager for a number of years, and I'm not a documents expert. And if somebody comes in and hands me papers that look legitimate to me, I can't, as an employer, question them about their legal status. That's racist and biased.
But you do know that there are employers, usually big employers, that are hiring illegals, and they know they're illegal, and they turn the other way.
Well, and in that case, if that can be proved, there are legal steps that we can take to do that. But I do know that there are people that are working that you might question about that you can't prove either way. So, and not that I'm condoning, you know, hiring. I just think I think that this, especially from Penn Credo, stems from a very racist viewpoint, because he's talking about our southern border. Our northern border is a heck of a lot larger and just as porous as our southern border, but nobody worries about the immigrants coming over the Canadian border.
No, that's true. That the Canadian border is hardly ever mentioned. It's always our southern borders that's brought up.
So, and I think that's because most of the people that immigrate in aren't as visually or as racially distinct as the people coming in from Mexico.
All right.
They speak English. They look white. You know, nobody ever questions it.
You got it. Karen, thanks a bunch. Appreciate the call.
All right, Jay. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Been a good one. All right, 303-713-7600. And we're going to go to open phones after 9 o'clock as we do. And then tomorrow we've got 4 hours of open phones. But you want to continue to talk about the immigration issue, we can continue to do that. Or anything else, there's news about the Bolton nomination. I'll have that for you after 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, with me, Jay Marvin. 303-713-7600. And we'll take more of your phone calls coming up on AM 760, Boulder.
Jane and her husband would love to hear these sounds every day, but it's unlikely they'll be able to have a baby of their own without the help of an egg donor. Perhaps you could help. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine is looking for egg donors to help Jane and her husband and hundreds of other Denver couples who dream of having a baby. If you're a healthy female between 19 and 32, a non-smoker, and you know your family medical history, you may be eligible to become a donor. In just over 10 years, the Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine Egg Donor Program has helped more than 1,000 couples have healthy, happy babies. All egg donors are assured a safe and pleasant experience. In addition, if you're a donor, you'll be compensated with $5,000 for your time and commitment. Please help make a dream come true. For more information, visit our website at coloeggdonor.com. That's coloeggdonor.com or call 303-788-8300. 788-8300.
Do your neighbors mock you when you're washing your car?
Hey, do mine next!
Or,
you're gonna rub the paint off that thing!
If you love detailing your car as much as owning it, then Detailers Paradise has you covered. Located 1 mile south of I-25 on Broadway, Detailers Paradise carries a full range of waxes, leather, and convertible top care, polishing tools, aluminum racing jacks, and Beta hand tools. Everything you need to make your car, truck, or motorcycle look its absolute best. The expert staff will help you find exactly what you need. So if your idea of therapy is good tunes and a sweet-smelling can of wax, then check out Detailers Paradise at 1745 South Broadway, just 1 mile south of I-25, or on the web at detailersparadise.com. Detailers Paradise, more show for your go.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player, log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Business bankers can get you to your next stage.
Help!
Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank and a member FDIC.
This spring, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, wants to help you beat the prices at the pump. We're giving away $1,000 in gas money 4 times a day and the chance to win a Kymco scooter. $1,000 in gas money.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207. 1-800-447-0207.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to fonduecity.com.
ESTER-E. Advanced Protection. Ester Protection.
Look for Ester E at Walgreens and GNC.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. The Al Franken Show.
Folks, this is Al Franken, and I've got something important to admit to you, and it's not something I'm proud of. The Al Franken Show has been all over the map.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678. 1-800-765-5678.
An activation fee and receive $49.99 credit on your first bill. Restrictions, credit approval, minimum program, purchase monthly receiver, DVR fees apply.
Financial markets, Federal Chief is particularly concerned about the growing use of complex financial instruments, better known as derivatives. In other news, some Democrats are saying it was the right thing to do. That is the decision by two Republican members of the House Ethics Committee to recuse themselves from any potential investigation of House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Representatives Lamar Smith of Texas and Tom Cole of Oklahoma decided not to take part in any impending probe because they contributed financially to DeLay's defense in the past. Still others in the panel received campaign contributions from political committees run by DeLay. They are Republicans. Outside advocacy groups have called that a conflict of interest. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez criticized the presence of U.S. troops in Colombia as worrying and calling American involvement in the neighboring country a problem. Chavez, a staunch critic of a U.S. government he calls the Empire, made the comment after reading a news report on state television about two American soldiers arrested in Colombia for alleged involvement in a plot to traffic ammunition. Chavez has alarmed U.S. officials with his close ties to Cuban Premier Fidel Castro, his plans to buy 100,000 Russian assault rifles, and his constant criticism of American foreign policy. There are new developments regarding the recent capture of Al-Qaeda operative Abu Faraj Alibi. He's been picked up by Pakistani authorities as the search continues for the group's leader, Osama bin Laden. Yesterday, President Bush made hay out of the arrest, saying it was a critical victory in the government's pursuit to dismantle Al-Qaeda. But a terrorism expert with the Congressional Research Service, Kenneth Katzman, said he views the arrest as good news, but said there may be some grade inflation going on. Katzman says last year, when the Pakistanis were on his trail, they did not indicate he was quite a kingpin in the Al-Qaeda network. And a Michigan middle school's marching band has been ordered not to perform the 50s classic Louie Louie at a parade this weekend. Ben Harbor School Superintendent sent a letter to parents saying the song is raunchy. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
The news is brought to you by Orkin Pest Control.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
You're gonna like the way you look. I guarantee it.
To speak to someone at the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're looking good around the Boulder area. Stall and accident-free. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are moving along fine. The Turnpike's doing well in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. Now I-25 still a little sluggish in both directions through T-Rex. Now we have a new accident working eastbound I-70 at I-25 and southbound 225. Bunches up on your way into the tech center. Today's forecast, mix of sun and clouds, maybe a shower this afternoon with highs close to 70. Right now it's 45 degrees. At Fantastic Sam's, you can get a great haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment. And with over 50 Front Range Fantastic Sam's locations, there's always one nearby. You're probably near a Fantastic Sam's right now, so swing in for a haircut. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
When it comes to talk radio, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk is broad-minded. When it comes to commercials, we're conservative. We're cutting back on commercials and making more time for Jay Marvin. Al Franken. At show
3623-1888 or log on to colorado.edu/executive MBA.
Just 2 years out of my life and it's definitely paid off.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
What a fabulous day out it's going to be today. Partly cloudy and a high of around 76. So get out there and enjoy the day. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, dissent, discussion, and disagreement. All right, we'll get back to the phones, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. Then tomorrow we'll do 4 hours of open phones. A setback for Democrats' request for papers on Bolton in Syria. The Republican, who is chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, this is from the New York Times this morning, has declined to endorse a Democratic request that the State Department turn over documents related to the long-running dispute between John R. Bolton and American intelligence agencies over assessments about Syria and its weapons program. The move was a blow to the Democrats on the panel, who have focused on the dispute as a central part of their effort to defeat Mr. Bolton's nomination as ambassador to the United Nations. The Democrats contend that Mr. Bolton improperly sought to toughen intelligence assessments of Syria as late as summer of 2003, after the American failure to find illicit weapons in Iraq had raised alarms about the dangers of inflated intelligence. Of the 9 broad requests submitted Friday by Senator Joseph Biden, Democrat of Delaware, to Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, 3 were for records related at least in part to the Syria dispute. But in a letter sent to Ms. Rice on Wednesday about the document's request, the panel's chairman, Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana, who's a Republican, made no mention of 3 reports related to Syria or another related to the remarks that Mr. Bolton delivered in 2001 on Sudan. So what's happened here is that Lugar, who is a Republican, has killed the requests. To find out more about Bolton and his bullying attitude. In his letter to Ms. Rice, Mr. Lugar did not specifically say why he was not endorsing some of the Democratic requests, but he suggested that some of them are extremely broad and may have marginal relevance to specific allegations. And the committee is facing a deadline of Friday to complete its inquiry into Mr. Bolton's records. So, bad news for the Democrats, bad news for us about Bolton. All right, let's get back on the phones. We'll go to Charlie in Fort Collins. Charlie, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, how are you this morning?
Charlie, how are you?
I'm good. I think we should also add another thing to Progressive Talk. It should be Intelligent Progressive Talk.
Well, we try.
You would hope so. It's kind of difficult sitting back and just listening and watching for a lot of things that are going on around us. And just, it's amazing.
Oh, which reminds me, before you get to your point, I got an email from a Swiss American who said that the caller, Dave, in Denver was wrong, that the Swiss do permit immigrants to come into their country. All right, go ahead, Charlie.
Okay. A couple things. One is immigration. My parents came from Europe, so I'm first generation here, and went through the process. You know, if you can go through a process, it's the best way to do it. I mean, if we did it right, it'd be okay. And, you know, there is an influx that's not correct. And, you know, I have a company, and I see a lot of people, and I also have to check everybody, too, when they work for us. But also, you know, as a tradesman, a lot of these young guys, you know, they're losing their jobs, too, to other types of trade that they can't get anymore. And, of course, I know we have, you know, the the lower wage jobs that nobody wants either. So it's not an easy answer.
No, I don't think there is an easy answer to any of this problem.
No, there isn't. And you know, like everything else, you do it right and things work out properly. Unfortunately, not everybody does it right. And I see that all the time. I'm a manufacturing company, and mediocrity is the biggest problem I see. A lot of products aren't coming through properly anymore. Things are lax. It's more difficult to manufacture than it used to be. It's not just one thing. It's all things. Everything's gotten too lax in a lot of respects.
I agree.
The other one is the taxing or the IDs. Actually, the ID stuff, some of my buddies work on some high-tech development and design, and I've been around some pretty interesting stuff. And the whole thing with IDs and cracking down on our ID program is part of its taxation. It's all about money. From right down to the bottom line, how much tax can they get out of us? You look at scanning equipment. We're all getting used to using at the stores now. You scan your own stuff. Well, that's part of cashless society. The equipment's in place. They've had it in place for a while. I've known guys that have worked on it, and they've talked about it. This is going back over 15 years ago we've talked about this. So that's part of that process. I don't know if you've heard that before, but
I've heard people bring it up before, and you're right. It is all about money, and I think the ACLU brings up a very valid point that it's too much personal information for the federal government to have.
Absolutely. And it really goes, you know, it really is about that. And this is, like I said, we've talked about this. I've been in discussions with people who developed this equipment back many years ago, talking about the time wasn't right and they can't put it through yet. But there will be a time. It's not a matter of when, it's a matter of if, which always scared me. It's kind of like, you know, nothing new. It's like the Roman Empire, you know, better roads, better coliseums, and better ways of taxing us.
Right. I agree. Charlie, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
I got one more for you. It's real important.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I actually design lighting and how lighting affects kids, children. And we actually have developed lighting that matches natural daylight for children, and it actually increases your test scores, believe it or not.
Wow.
And here's the interesting thing. So we did this, you know, we figured the health food stores would be our big allies and, you know, the grassroots. You know who buys it? The Pentagon. Of all the people in the world to pick up on us, right? You know why? The performance went up. And I'm sitting there going, holy smokes, now they can be more efficient in their game. And I'm like, well, it's good to some respect, but what about, you know, the people who actually use it? So here we have this No Child Left Behind issue, right?
Right.
We have, and this is no lie, the lights we developed, kids grew 3 centimeters more in studies.
Wow.
Per year. Less cavities, test scores, 20 to 26% increases, right? And we can't even give it away. It's pathetic. It's pathetic that these people haven't picked up on this, and it amazes me every day that we beat our heads against the wall, and I do it for free. I don't even charge anything for the engineering time. So we are trying to do something. It's a possibility. If more people did that, it would be a better world to live in. If we, you know, take the money out of it and really do it from a social standpoint rather than just all about money. And the funny thing is the big companies are now showing up. So the money's showing up, but then we have to give it back to the school systems.
I hear you. All right, Charlie, thank you. Great call.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, call anytime. Let's go to Barbara in Longmont. Barbara, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Barbara.
I'm terribly concerned about this whole national ID thing. And what they're trying to make us do now, it's really a state issue, isn't it, to issue driver's licenses?
Yes.
Okay, so is it going to be like No Child Left Behind where they put down all of these regulations? There are states in this country that are already cutting back on vital services to you know, just cover their basic costs. What more vital services are states going to have to cut to maintain and implement this policy that the feds are putting down?
I think it's a very valid point that you're raising.
It's so scary. And then, you know, who's going to house all the information? This is America. I don't want to have to present my papers to get on a train or to cross a state border. That's where we're headed with this kind of thing.
Yeah, it sounds like it to me. And I always thought that driver's licenses was a state prerogative.
Right. It goes to, you know, Boulder County issues their own, and then it's, you know, I don't know how it integrates with the statewide Colorado system, but who's going to fund all of this extra work? Because that you're going to need extra clerks to maintain all of the extra paperwork, and, you know, who's going to train them to try to figure out if something's, you know, a forgery or not? I mean, you know, the basic clerk, when they're facing hundreds of people in a day, do you think they're going to want to take that extra time when they've got a line out the door to try to discern if whatever documents I present are real or not. You know, and then, you know, the racial profiling is going to hit in because if they see me, and I'm obviously, you know, I'm as white as you can be, but, you know, the person behind me looks maybe a little Hispanic. Are they going to spend a little bit more time on them than, you know, flag me right by? Or
I think it raises all of these questions, and I think it raises a whole lot more. I think you're absolutely correct. Yeah, the thing is a mess, and the national ID card is or this four IDs for a driver's license is not the way to solve the problem.
No, it's not at all, because all of those documents can be forged, and they're already being forged. So it's just completely ridiculous, the fear and the hate that's prompting this kind of behavior. And this is America. I mean, come on. This stuff should not be happening here at all.
I agree, Barbara. Thank you. Great call.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Thank you. It's 9:15, 15 minutes after 9, 303-713-7600. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll do it here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And then tomorrow, 4 hours of whatever you want to talk about. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. You know, they got their talk.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
Advil liquid gels are the only leading brand with real liquid inside. They rush relief right to it.
Celebration. Stop by the Rockies booth. Shagman, Audra, and Odell will be there live and in person both days. And Rockies has got their matching down going on right now, up to $1,500. You bring in $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and it's like having $3,000 down on your vehicle. Plus, they'll show you Carfax. Carfax tells you everything you need to know about that car. And most dealers charge for this. And, in fact, Carfax charges for it online. But Rockies will give it to you absolutely free. And they've got a worry-free protection program. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. So get into Rockies and see any of my friends working there. Spanky, my bud Spanky, Tom and Marvin Alshur, the Alshur brothers. You'll love them. Steve Bickford, Fred Labrato, and Johnny and Jason Mays, and Gerard Menard, and Colby, the Tower of Power. Any of them will help you out. Don Launcher, all the gang at Rockies. Stop by and see them at their convenient location, corner of 6.
Own the two-disc special edition of The Phantom of the Opera on DVD, rated PG-13 for brief violent images.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Ooh, Yardbirds, smoking. 9:19, 19 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin hanging in with you. I am sore today, too. Woo! I mentioned this morning at 6 o'clock. I've been real serious about working out, and I have this trainer at the YMCA. Her name is Katie, and man, she worked me for an hour yesterday trying to get some of this off.
And they're like drill sergeants, aren't they, Jay?
Well, she does it with a smile on her face, but what she does is she kind of like cons me into a lot of it, because I start slacking off, and she kind of like cons me into it. So I'm a little sore today, but I'm going to work out today, too. Because it does. It makes you feel better. It's hell when you go through it. But afterwards, you feel great. You really do. And it's great for fighting depression, and I've had depression problems most of my life. And today I just feel absolutely on top of the world, and I have to believe that that has to do with that exercise. I really believe that. Or either that or my meds are in high gear today, whichever. Let's go to Robin in Boulder. Robin, thanks for holding. You're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Jay?
Hi, Robin.
Oh, hi. I thought it went dead. Listen, I wake up to AM 760 every morning, hence my alarm, clock alarm, it's the radio. And so I didn't get in on all of the immigration stuff.
You can talk about anything you want to talk about, Robin.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm 62, and for me, around the immigration, I know I've struggled with that because, you know, my forefathers came here from another country and
right.
everything, and, you know, I believe that, you know, that's what America stood for in the past. But I think the last lady, Barbara from Longmont, talked about fear, and when I woke up this morning, my fear meter was running really high with I don't collect Social Security because I'm a nurse and I'm working longer, too. And not just that, and I love Hispanic music. I like the people. I think they're hard workers. They're family-oriented. I think for me, it's like the sheer numbers. And
the sheer numbers scare you?
Yeah, the sheer numbers. And I read an article that more of them from Central America and that are coming, and you know, they have relatives here that now have apartments and can get them a job, and more are coming over illegally. I know in the People's Clinic, it's full of poor Hispanics and our emergency rooms. And, I don't know what the answer would be. I think a gentleman maybe four or five calls back had quite a few ideas, but it seemed to me you were shooting them all down.
Well, because a lot of it, you're talking about Dave in Denver. First of all,
yeah.
He operated on misinformation by stating that Switzerland doesn't take illegal immigrants or doesn't allow immigration in when, in fact, they do. That's number one. And number two, for what he wanted to do, I agree with him on one part. I agreed with him on the part about employers. But the other things about, if cops pull somebody over, and it turns out that they can't prove that they're in the country legally, then they got to call somebody to come pick these guys up under Dave's plan. You have to warehouse these people. Then you got to try to ship them back. That's going to cost money. We're operating at a time now where the country has a massive deficit. Most states have deficits and don't have money, as we see with the No Child Left Behind Act. I don't think that it's as simple as he was portraying it to be. I think we need a two-pronged process. One, we have to lean on employers who knowingly hire illegal aliens. Two, the other thing is we should lean on these third world countries like Mexico and the rest of Latin America that they need. We need to improve conditions over there so that those people feel like they don't have to leave home to get jobs. And there's unequal redistribution of the wealth in most of those countries.
Yeah.
And this is what happens when you don't have a middle class.
Well, feeling like we're not going to in a while. I agree with that. I don't know why, you know, this has been a problem for a long time and why we didn't help develop jobs for these people instead of sending them everywhere else.
It's easier to look the other way.
Well, it's not as I feel like right now so much is like on us, the people. And like I said, I don't know if it's because I'm older. It's feeling pretty overwhelmed. It's like we're having to do all the grassroots stuff now because the administration isn't handling any of this, which, you know, you're talking about everybody running in a deficit, and I was so hopeful when the budget was balanced because a second job that I have is working with high medical needy people and
right.
disabled people, and I've had to take a job cut there, not a job cut up. You know,
a pay cut?
Yes. Because, I've developed a relationship with them and everything, and I can't just drop them because of that. And then everything, money-wise, is rising.
I know it.
I'm just feeling.
Well, that's another. You know, there's a crisis in health care in this country, but instead the president runs around yelling about privatizing Social Security.
Oh, I know. You mean old bushwhacked?
Yep, exactly. Robin, thank you. Great call.
Okay.
And I hope you'll call again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Holly in Boulder. Holly, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. I'm really happy to talk to you. I got to say I'm thrilled that AM 760 is around.
Oh, thank you, Holly.
And I just wanted to weigh in on this immigration issue.
Sure.
Something that I hear happening a lot is people aren't differentiating between illegal immigrants and legal immigrants. And the thing is, it's true that most of our forefathers did come to this country from other countries, but most of them, I would say, probably came legally. And my problem is not with immigrants at all. I love the Hispanic culture, and like the last woman said, I like that they're very family-oriented as a rule. But I have a real problem with people coming illegally into this country and not paying taxes and using social services that we are paying for. And, you know, a lot of folks say that, well, who's going to take those jobs if we don't let those people come in and take them? Well, the truth of the matter is people that were legal in this country and actual citizens of this country did those jobs for many years. But as more and
it's
more
been illegal, a long, some of those jobs, particularly in agriculture, it has been a long, long time since people did those jobs.
It's true, but the fact of the matter is every year more and more jobs disappear. For example, my husband is a carpenter, and in the 10 years he's been doing it, he's seen his wages drop because more and more illegal immigrants are taking those jobs and doing them for less because they're not paying taxes and they're not paying into Social Security. And, you know, he loves what he does, but he's looking into getting out of it because it's getting harder and harder to make a living doing it.
Yeah, I believe that. Well, once again, I'll go back to what I said to the other caller, to Robin. I'll go back to what I said before. That we need a two-prong approach here. Number one, we need to crack down on employers.
Absolutely.
Who will, everybody makes mistakes. But employers who willingly hire illegal immigrants. And then the other thing is, we should be leaning on the government of Mexico and the governments of Argentina and the governments, I mean, all of these governments about, unequal redistribution of the wealth upward. And because there's a reason people leave home and risk their lives to get in here.
And
it's not because the streets are paved with gold. It's because they need work.
Well, and unfortunately, with our current administration, none of those things are going to happen.
No, you're right.
Because they like all the illegals coming in because they're very pro-big business, and big business saves money by hiring these people.
Yep.
And the other issue is by seeming like they're pro-Hispanic with that approach, then they get the Hispanic vote. And let's face it, more and more illegal immigrants are coming in, and that's getting to be a huge voting block.
Yeah, more and more Hispanics voted for George Bush this time than the last time.
Yeah, which is really sad because if you look at most of this administration's policies, they're not helpful to those people.
No.
They're really voting against their own self-interest.
Well, most of the people who voted for George W. Bush voted against their own self-interest.
It's frightening how many people in this country just don't take the time to educate themselves and realize that.
I agree totally. Hey, thank you for a wonderful call.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day. It's 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and it's open phones. We do it every last hour of every show, and then tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones. Let me remind you about this first annual Democratic Pancake Breakfast that's coming up May the 14th, 7 a.m. until 12 noon at Littleton High School, 199 East Littleton Boulevard in the cafeteria. Food is free to anyone who RSVPs. Before May the 10th, I'll be out there. And we'll have some folks from AM 760 out there. Call 303-347-1758 and leave a message. That's 303-347-1758. Or if you want to contribute to a worthy cause, walk-ups will be charged $5 at the door. I'll be the host of it, and there's an environmental forum that will be going on, a seniors forum, a young Democrats forum, a candidates forum, and a silent auction. It's just going to be a good time for all, and that's May the 14th, 7 a.m. to 12 noon at Littleton High School, 199 East Littleton Boulevard in the cafeteria, put on by the Arapahoe County Democratic Party. So I hope to see you out there. 9:29 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Things are looking a lot better around the highways and the Boulder area. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal running along just fine. Turnpike's doing well in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster and I-25. Looks good coming out of the north end of town and across downtown. Still a little sluggish in both directions through T-Rex. But I do have that accident working eastbound I-70 at I-25, so that's slowing you down just a little bit, and southbound 225 bunching up into the tech center. Today's forecast, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a shower this afternoon with a high near 70. Right now it's 45 degrees. Mother's Day is just 3 days away, and Helzberg Diamonds is ready to help. Quarter carat 3-diamond pendant for just $199.
We are so focused on keeping our eyewear styles ahead of the curve that we kind of forgot about the shag carpeting and lava lamps in our Cherry Creek North store. So, we're freshening things up. I'm Ira Haber from Your Optics. We're putting up new walls, new carpet, and a fresh coat of paint to make our store look as good as our eyewear. If you can deal with a little construction mess, we can save you some money. We have hundreds of name brand designer frames on sale at huge savings. If you've been thinking about buying a new pair of eyeglasses, the time is now, and the place, of course, Your Optics. Save now as we make room for our new Cherry Creek North store. You'll find savings at all four Your Optics locations, but hurry in today for best selection and save big.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
And commitment to quality. Deal with the real mortgage professionals that bring credibility, experience, and reliable service. Register your loan before...
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-4231. 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
A challenge, and then send me the results. Tell me about the changes in your pet. Tell me how your pet did on the Purina One Pet Health Scorecard. And if you want to get your pet started, you want to get your dog started on the Purina One 30-Day Performance Challenge, call and get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One and take the challenge with your dog. All you have to do is call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
This program is subject to change without notice. Pay a $49.99 activation fee and receive $49.99 credit on your first bill. Restrictions, credit approval, minimum program purchase, monthly receiver, DVR fees apply.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
27 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Great day today, partly cloudy and a high of around 76. All right, the phones are open. Let's get back on the phones, and we'll go to Octavio in Denver. Octavio, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Jay.
Octavio.
How are you? Congratulations for your show. Great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm from Mexico. I just wanted to make a real quick comment, because every time I hear on the radio the word illegal, I get really offended. I don't know if that's a nice term to put on a human being to begin with. And also, I wanted to comment, I have a lot of my friends that come from Mexico. And they're hardworking people. They contribute very positively to this society. They do pay Social Security, and they do pay taxes. And I don't understand why a lot of people get so frustrated with people from another country that is poor. Like you said, if we're really worried about this problem, we ought to be worried about our neighbors down the south that are not doing as great as we are. I mean, and we are the richest country in the world. And here we are saying, oh, that sucks that Latin America is doing that bad. But when they start coming to where the money's at, we have a problem. So I don't know. I just wanted to comment that, because every time I say here in the radio the word illegal, sounds kind of mean to me.
Well, I think it's, you know, the feeling that somebody's getting something that the rest of the populace isn't getting. And people like the idea that people should play, you know, by the rules.
Yeah.
But there are many immigrants who do pay Social Security, illegal immigrants who do pay Social Security, and don't stick around to collect it.
Yes, a lot of them do. A lot of my friends, I grew up in a little town in Mexico, and a lot of them are hurt working here really hard. Now, I want to be blunt about this also. Americans don't work as hard as Mexicans. That's another thing that big companies like. They work hard for cheaper. So if you want to talk about this problem, let's talk about also how much big corporations are benefiting from there. And also, a lot of things like we wouldn't be able to have a dollar of tacos at Taco Bell if it wasn't for cheap labor in California and all that. You know, people don't think about these things.
No, I agree. If all of the illegal immigrants were gone tomorrow, prices would skyrocket.
There's a lot of consequences to getting rid of people, things that people want to get rid of. We should think about this more closely and be more respectful to human beings. There were human beings from Latin America. We're not having a great time in Latin America. And only when people come to this country where what the money's at, that's when we have a problem, you know. If we really want to be a Christian country, like we say, we ought to be looking for our brothers and sisters down the border, on south of the border.
I agree 100%. Octavio, thank you, man. Wonderful call.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Harlan and Brush. Harlan, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I'm a truck driver, and I kind of found your show on accident this morning. I used to enjoy you a lot on WLS.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Anyway, a couple of comments I wanted to make this morning. First of all, the previous caller, I'm one of the ones that does kind of that might offend him a little bit. I don't mind people coming to this country. We all came from someplace else at some point. But do it legal. I mean, that's kind of my point. Play by the rules. But on the other hand, we do need to look at the employers. I know for a fact that there are some large employers, I don't want to state any names, but up in northern Wisconsin that provide buses to and from the border so people can go home for like a week at a time and they bring them back up there to go to work and then they must be really paying them next to nothing if they provide bus service like that for them.
Yeah, well, see, we should be going after those people.
Exactly. I mean, some of those employers are just blatant. The other thing is, you know, the TSA and the national ID card and all this stuff in the name of security, I call myself a conservative, but I'm really starting to have some issues here. The national ID card and four forms of ID to get a driver's license is starting to teeter on the edge a little bit. And then focusing all the security on the airports. Look at the ships coming in from foreign countries. I mean, you don't have to go back very far in history to, you know, container ships with Chinese on it. I mean, we need to focus on the trains and the ships and just a lot of things besides just the borders.
Well, I would agree 100% on that. But, of course, this administration has done nothing to beef up port security. They haven't done a damn thing.
Exactly. It's amazing what they... I mean, I voted for Bush twice, and I'm starting to question myself a little bit here, but the TSA has really done absolutely nothing for security that I can tell.
If we rolled back, just say 11% of Bush's tax cuts for the wealthy, you could secure the ports in this country. We would have the money.
Let me tell you one quick story here, and this is even going to an airport, but it was after 9/11, and I took a large container. It was actually going to go to South Africa to Frito-Lay. It was a large cooking vat, and I backed my truck right up to the tail end of an aircraft, and I took it from my truck to the aircraft. Never got checked. I mean, they didn't even check my ID entering Dulles Airport.
Wow.
And just flagged me on through, and then took didn't even crack the crate that this thing was in to see what was in it exactly. Just took it from my truck to the aircraft. Now, that's not real good security.
No, not at all. Boy, that's a shocking story. That's not good security at all. And you're right about what you're saying. We've got a lot of work to do, but this administration just doesn't seem to be inclined to do any of it. Harlan, thank you, man. Drive safe.
All right.
Take care. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Paul in Fort Collins. Paul, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Hey, first I just want to say thank you so much for having this station. It is unbelievable to hear the truth. So
you're more than welcome.
Just a couple things I wanted to touch base on. I'm actually in the military. I'm a member of the National Guard, and it is so hard being a liberal and being surrounded by people that are conservative, and you hear people that are pro, you know, pro Bush and pro Limbaugh and all stuff, and you can't say anything, you know, or you're kind of ostracized. And I just wish that the guys I work with, the people I work with, could hear your radio station and realize that, you know, there's so many lies going on and there's so many distractions going on where they're trying to hide the real thing. They're trying to hide that, you know, $96 million, and it's just unbelievable and frustrating beyond all belief.
You know something, I know the feeling. When I worked at WLS, which is where I worked before I came here, I was the only liberal on the radio station, and it was rough going to work every day. It got so rough that I eventually started to shut up and not say anything because it got so rough going to work every day and getting beat up by my co-host and getting beat up by the callers. And
you
after a while, you start saying to yourself, my God, it must be me. I must be nuts because, you know, everybody else here thinks some other way. And it's like you start gasping for any kind of error or, you know, information becomes like air and you feel like you can't breathe. I'm with you, Paul, 100%, man.
It's hard, you know, and the sad thing about it is I love what I do. I absolutely love my job with the military, and I want to stick around for as long as I can. But at the same time, I don't know that I want to, you know, support and defend the Constitution of the United States when the conservative people in this country aren't even reading it. They're not paying attention to it, and they're
You do want to defend the country, because think about all of us on the other side of the equation and on the other side of the coin, and you also want to defend their right to be able to disagree with you. I mean, you don't want to get sucked into the same trap that they're into.
Oh no, I you're right. I don't want to, and I don't like how they're leaning toward fascism, and I don't want to be that. And I'm going to do what I do for as long as I can, because I do love this country, and I just wanted to say again, thank you, Jay, for what you guys are doing there at Air America.
Well, you got it, man. And listen, we're lucky to have you. Thank you so much for the call, Paul.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up on 9:43 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Phones are open, whatever you want to talk about. Tomorrow, 4 hours of it. 303-713-7600. And for the first time in a long time, I got a couple of open lines. So,
The new Lyle Chevrolet says go east and pay the least. For a limited time, each new car or truck sold will receive a 75,000-mile extended warranty at no cost. The new Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or visit us at LynnLyleChevy.com. The new Lyle Chevrolet says go east and pay the lease. I'm Dan Johnson, general manager, and after 28 years in business, I can assure you we have the lowest overhead. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have low prices. Just give us a try, and for a limited time, we will give you for no cost a 75,000-mile extended warranty on every new car or truck we sell. That's twice the security for a better price. So go east and pay the lease. And see me, Dan Johnson, at the new Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or visit us at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Jane and her husband would love to hear these sounds every day, but it's unlikely they'll be able to have a baby of their own without the help of an egg donor. Perhaps you could help. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine is looking for egg donors to help Jane and her husband and hundreds of other Denver couples who dream of having a baby. If you're a healthy female between 19 and 32, a non-smoker, and you know your family medical history, you may be eligible to become a donor. In just over 10 years, the Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine Egg Donor Program has helped more than 1,000 couples have healthy, happy babies. All egg donors are assured a safe and pleasant experience. In addition, if you're a donor, you'll be compensated with $5,000 for your time and commitment. Please help make a dream come true. For more information, visit our website at colo-eggdonor.com. That's colo-eggdonor.com or call 303-788-8300. 788-8300.
Do your neighbors mock you when you're washing your car?
Hey, do mine next!
Or,
you're gonna rub the paint off that thing!
If you love detailing your car as much as owning it, then Detailers Paradise has you covered. Located 1 mile south of I-25 on Broadway, Detailers Paradise carries a full range of waxes, leather, and convertible top care, polishing tools, aluminum racing jacks, and Beta hand tools. Everything you need to make your car, truck, or motorcycle look its absolute best. The expert staff will help you find exactly what you need. So if your idea of therapy is good tunes and a sweet-smelling can of wax, then check out Detailers Paradise at 1745 South Broadway, just 1 mile south of I-25, or on the web at detailersparadise.com. Detailers Paradise, more show for your go.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Denver's largest program vehicle outlet, 7070 Smith Road off Quebec. Be smart. Buy AutoSmart. Best prices guaranteed.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. The Al Franken Show.
Folks, this is Al Franken. I've got something important to admit to you, and it's not something I'm proud of. The Al Franken Show has been all over the map lately.
I just wanted to say, you know, those countries have the same problems we do with immigration and with different nations, of course, who are moving in. But they do have a more restrictive policy than the U.S. when it comes to getting IDs and things. And they have, you know, massive, massive populations moving in from like Morocco and places like that that they need to control and monitor as well. And I'm not too sure that, you know, it's ridiculously easy to get a driver's license in America. Anybody with a piece of ID, and half an ability to drive down the road can get a driver's license.
Well, it depends on the state. Now, for instance, in Illinois, where I moved from, you got to go in there, you got to show them your passport. You have to show them a picture ID to prove your residency.
But, you know, to a certain extent, every society has issues with maintaining a service class. And I am all for, I mean, I absolutely agree with one of your previous callers that a lot of the immigrant labor that is coming here is far, far, you know, they are very hard workers. And there are instances when I would prefer one over the other, and not because they're less expensive, but because they actually do a far better job. But I'm not too certain about being all against this ID card prospect.
Well, I'm only against it because, number one, I can't. First of all, I think it should be left to the states to be able to interpret what they want to do as far as driver's licenses go. That's one. Then two, I don't trust the government having that much information where somebody could hack into it and get it. So that also bothers me. And three, I don't want the government tracking my activities, and I think that this is just a prelude for the government doing that.
You mean they're moving it to the, this is just a prelude? They're moving it to the next stage?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think they would love to get to the stage where they'll stand up, and Alberto Gonzalez or somebody will stand up in the administration or the next administration, and they'll say, you know, due to the terror threat and due to the immigration problem, what we want to do is we want to make sure that we know what you're doing and where you are, and we want to have the ability to be able to keep tabs on certain people. And, you know, I just don't like that idea.
Well, having lived in it for 5 or 6 years, I can say that, you know, in the Netherlands especially, because you have to register every time you move your home. You know, you have to tell the government, that kind of thing. And it does seem to be fairly effective, and it's not intrusive, and the Dutch enjoy the amount of freedom. You know, we like to think we're free here in the U.S., but the Dutch enjoy the amount of freedom that you don't find in many other places in the world, and not definitely not in the U.S.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Do you want to be in the situation where every time you move, you have to let the government know where you've moved to?
I always found to be a pain. But short of that, I think there's a happy medium. I really do. I think if it helps us maintain security a little better in here, it's the cost of a system like this is not going to be as prohibitive as some as the other proposed solutions out there from the Bush administration.
Well, I don't know. You may have a good point. I'm just going to have to think about it. But right now, I'm not overwhelmed by the idea. Jack, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, he gives us some food for thought. Ron in Littleton. Ron, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, JJ. How you doing?
Hey, Ron. What's up?
Sort of, I want to make two things up about IDs and stuff. And I sort of want to agree with your last caller. I've lived in Europe, and I had a lady friend I almost married when I was stationed in the service, and lived over in Italy in the late 60s, early 70s. Back then, you got, like, the map to an internal passport. She had her picture, her health insurance information, her driver's license. It was all in the book. And if she got stopped in Italy like the Chiedi Banieri, you showed them that book.
Do you want to do that in this country?
Hey, they did it. And then when there was an agreement with the EU, you know, for a common European market, they accepted these books, and hey, if the Germans stop you in Germany during the Bader-Meinhof gang, they'd say, your papers, please.
Yeah, but, I mean, do you want to go through that here?
No, I don't.
I mean, when we've got a, you know, situation like the truck driver brought up, Harlan brought up an excellent point that, you know, when you talk about security, our ports aren't even secure.
Yeah, well, you know, you take, for example, by, you know, Europe again or some other country. If you and your wife, let's say, are going to vacation in Paris and you're in a first-class hotel, first thing they're going to ask you for is your passport, and they're going to keep it for 5 or 6 hours, and the gendarmes are going to have all the information because the hotel's going to give them the information, and they know you're staying at the Hotel Ritz.
So you want to do that here?
No. But the thing is, we already have a national ID. It's called a Social Security number.
But it doesn't have a picture in it, and it's easily forged.
Oh, well, yeah. Any, you know, anything I do anymore, you know, all the credit reporting agencies, your Social Security number, you name it, there's a Social Security number attached to it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people who engage in Social Security fraud by taking dead people's numbers and using them.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But you know, it's amazing, you know, and a lot of people anymore, if they want to apply for something or, you know, that doesn't have to do with credit, a lot of people anymore are saying, screw your Social Security. We're not giving it to you. It's only for Social Security purposes. But you know, that's an all-inclusive evil there. Everywhere you want to go, they want your Social Security number. What the hell do they
Yeah, but that's to? but that's not a good proof of ID. No. Ron, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brad in Nederland. Brad, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello?
Hey, you're on.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know if you've brought this to a more general, I guess, foreign policy context, and mainly the fact that, you know, a lot of our foreign policy, which, you know, a lot of it is through, let's say, the IMF and the World Bank, have actually, you know, created conditions in these countries that force these people to need to come here.
Yeah, you're very right. You're very, very right. Very right on.
And I think it's awful, you know, strange. You know, I mean, you've got Tancredi on one hand, who's threatening to stop remittances to El Salvador if they change their government, you know, because I guess in the last election, the FMLN was very close to getting elected, and Tancredo stepped in and said that, you know, he was going to force economic sanctions on the country, you know, him and, the Republicans, if they voted the FMLN. So, in other words, it's like, you know, they're creating the conditions where, the countries such as El Salvador and Guatemala and Mexico have to accept these, structural adjustment programs.
They dictate these harsh economic conditions on them in return for any kind of economic assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I agree with you 100%. I mean, we should definitely be looking at our foreign policy. And, most poverty is the cause of a lot of problems. And there's a lot of redistribution of the wealth upward in most Latin American countries. And people don't leave home because they want to. They leave home because they have to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's something we should definitely be looking at, but you never have a discussion about that. It never comes up. We act as if the United States has no hand in this, and we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who is Tom Tancredo or anybody in this country to be telling, the Salvadorians how to run their government?
Mm-hmm. And it's happening again. The countries that have been able to raise literacy rates and create better opportunities to have access to health care and jobs, such as, like Nicaragua or now Venezuela. I just finished reading an article from The Nation magazine about how, in Venezuela they've now got clinics in the barrios, and they're helping people develop cooperatives to help create their own jobs and manage their own affairs. And, of course, who is the big target now in South America as far as,
Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, Hugo Chavez is, it's really... And I mean, it's just a pattern that's gone on, not just from Republican presidents, but Democrats as well. They've always targeted these people.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be very interesting if this mayor of Mexico City, who is very left-wing, if he runs for the presidency and wins.
Yeah.
That's going to be an interesting development. Hey, man, great call. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Let's go to Nancy in Fort Collins. Nancy, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello.
Hi, Nancy.
Yeah, I had two comments about the immigration.
Sure.
One of them was about the woman who, well, actually, the first one is about illegal immigration and the social services that people often say illegal immigrants, that they're using services and taking American tax dollars. And I just wonder if there are any listeners who know exactly what social services those are, because I'm not sure that that's necessarily true. I don't know that you can be, I don't believe you can be collecting welfare. I don't think that you can be getting housing.
No, usually they're talking about health care.
Yes, well, and that is something that not only illegal immigrants might be making use of, but anybody who's having trouble getting access to affordable health care. So it's not, that's not simply a problem of illegal immigrants. So, I think a lot of people do think that illegal immigrants are taking Social Security benefits or are taking welfare.
No, most of them pay into Social Security, but then they leave before they ever get a chance to collect it.
Exactly. And so I'm just trying to make sure people are aware that if illegal immigrants are taking American tax dollars, if they believe that, I don't think that that's probably true. And then the second comment was about the woman who said that she was just kind of frightened by the sheer numbers.
Right.
And I have to say I'm impressed that she was willing to state that, because, a lot of people would think that that was, a little racist. But she put it out on the table, and I think that's a really good point to put out on the table, and I think we need to ask ourselves, why would we be afraid by the sheer number of people? And I guess if we as a country have policies that are based on one idea or one group, and then another group gets bigger, and all of our policies have been based around one thing, then the fear is that everything's going to change in their favor. But if you have policies that are based on diversity and understanding of different points of view and different religions and different philosophies, then really you have nothing to fear.
I would agree with you 100%.
And so I think that if we could look at that issue and say, what is it that we're really afraid of? If it is sheer numbers, if you only speak English and you're afraid that you're not going to be able to get a job, well, if the whole system is based on only being able to speak one language and being bilingual is not at all helpful, then you have reason to be fearful.
But I agree. Listen, I hate to jump in here and cut you off, but I'm running out of time.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate the call, and have a good day. All right, Al Franken is up next, and I'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Tomorrow, Friday, 4 hours of open phones here.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change